You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is here. Good afternoon to you, Don. How are you today?
Doing good.
It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest. The planters are rolling. Farmers would like to know what the forecast is for the next week or so. Can you help me out?
Well, over the next couple of days here, we've got good planting weather conditions. It's going to be warmer. And for today and for tomorrow, it looks like for most areas dry, but as we get into tomorrow night and Thursday and Friday, there's going to be a swaths of showers and thunderstorms rolling across all of the Corn Belt. Now, it's a quick mover, but this system could deposit a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain across portions of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana as it moves on through. We'll probably have a 2 to 3 day period after that where we'll have some dry weather before the next bout of rain comes in, and that's going to be right around the Monday-Tuesday time frame of next week, and that system going to be a bit bigger, going to be a little bit slower moving and colder as well.
Gosh, it sounds like April, but early April as opposed to mid-April at this point. But we'll take it, I think. That doesn't sound terribly bad for the start of the growing season. Keep moisture in the ground and farmers in and out of the field from time to time. You look further out, do you see changing conditions at all as we make our way into the month of May?
We still, at least at the moment, don't have that one signal we see that would say early May is going to be warmer and more settled than what we've got going on right now. I think it's going to have to be probably more towards the second week of May before I think that happens. So as we go into that first week of May, it still looks cooler than normal, and it still looks like there's going to be some high probability of precipitation. So this is going to be a spring that's going to continue to test everybody's patience.
Speaking of being tested, the winter wheat crop in the Great Plains states and then down into the Southwest has been suffering. Do you see better conditions for it?
It's still going to be tough going. Although there's systems coming through, the track of these systems will favor tracks that will be more to the north. The exception will be some portions of central eastern Kansas, central and eastern Oklahoma, and some areas of northeast Texas. It's those western areas on the western edge of the southern plains that are still going to be suffering the most. That would be west Texas, southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, western Oklahoma. Precipitation's possible, but not the amounts they need.
And then I'd like you to think a little bit more critically about the dominant items that are affecting the weather today and what needs to change for that May weather forecast to get a bit warmer.
Well, what we need to see change in what is likely not going to are some of the big drivers we have this winter, which is warmer than normal water temperatures up in the Northeast Pacific off the coast of Alaska and the Gulf of Alaska. And also we still have a lot of cool air over Canada, and a pattern that's going to favor that cool air from Canada to have opportunities to come south. And, Todd, we just don't see this overall pattern that's been so stubborn over the winter and early spring breaking down, at least yet.
All right. Any time in the past that we've had a similar situation, and how long does it take?
Well, we can go back and look at 1994, a similar situation, even a little bit of 2009. Eventually what will happen is that the longer days and the shorter nights and that sun shining longer will take over, but it's going to be a slow process. It's going to get until the second or third week of May, I think, before we can see it fundamentally change.
Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.